listener production. Ahead of the Banjo's Bakery SFL season that starts officially on April 6, Tubes caught up with 2023 Premiership captain and 2024 coach of Signet Football Club, Lockie Watt, and 2024 playing coach of the Huonville Lions Football Club, Cal Daly. Tubes speaks to Lockie and Cal of that fateful grand final, Premiership hangovers, club recruits, and expectations ahead of a huge Banjo's Bakery SFL season. This is Tube Spin on Sport.
It's come around pretty quickly. Footy season's here and the Banjo's Bakery SFL is due to kick off, not this weekend because it's Easter, but we've got Cal Daly from the Huonville Lions. First year as coach. How are you feeling, Cal?
Yeah, super excited, mate. I can't wait to get into it. It's obviously come around super fast. It's been a big pre-season, but it's almost here.
What I don't like about the kit you've got on right now, it's not the Lions Guernsey, it's not the shorts, it's not the socks. Why have you got the straight black boots? That's not like you, Cal.
That's a funny story, actually. These are one of the other players. I lost two pairs of boots when we played in the Lightning Cup. I'm not sure where they've ended up, but I'll have some very Larry boots round two.
Of course you will. That's the way you play, Cal. You've obviously moved around a little bit in your footy years, but you've found a little place at the Huonville Lions coaching, mate. Really excited for you. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, it actually feels home, and I think you can go to some clubs and you don't feel home, but they just welcome you so well and are well set up. The community down there just embraces anyone that comes down, and they're just set up for the future and all their young guys coming through. It's super exciting to be able to coach and develop them as well.
You're speaking like a coach already. I love it. Cal Daly, of course, I've known you for a number of years. Your footy speaks for itself. You're hard at it, on baller, up forward, wherever you put you go at it hard. How are you going to balance that with coaching?
I've got a really good assistant coach that spent some time at the Tigers. He coached the D-League, so it's Mark Steele. He coached the 18s down there, so he's my bench coach, and he really switched on with what we want to do. So he'll provide that support game day, and I'll just be able to play footy and address the team at the break, and that'll work really well. And we've also brought a young guy named Sam Lancaster in as a young guy we want to help develop to go into coaching. He's really passionate about it as well. So
open the can of worms. Last year's grand final, the miracle on the mud, as the boys from Signet are calling it. How's the feeling around the club after losing what seemed to be the perfect season?
Yeah, it's tough. Obviously, we've addressed it a little bit, but I just gave guys time to rejuvenate themselves, give them that time off. It's obviously a really heartbreaking thing for them to lose that in them circumstances, but all the guys, they've had a big pre-season. Like, you look at a guy like Mickey Paul that probably hasn't had a pre-season for a few years, and he's just done a full one. He's now our captain, and he's just setting the example there, and they're ready to go.
Yeah, I'm really excited by it because I don't think you've lost many at the Lions. What's the team looking like?
It's looking really good. It's obviously we're still trying to find the balance. Obviously, me coming in, I didn't have any bias on who to play. Like, guys stay down there for a long time and they probably think they're in all the time. But I just came in with fresh ideas on where to put players as well. And I think we'll still try and find that balance. But it's going to be young, attacking and super exciting and fast.
Well, Cal Daly, I think you've landed at one of the great clubs in the Huonville Lions. And I know you're pretty excited about what that community brings. And all the very best for the season. What's your tip? Can the Lions go undefeated all season again?
It's a tough one, obviously. I mean, we'd love to, but I think we've got a plan in place, and we're not worried about the outcome each week, each quarter. We just got a process we need to follow, and whatever that leads to is we'll just keep ticking that process over. So process over outcome is our motto. So
process over outcome. Where have you drawn that from? Has this come from the top of the dome of Cal Daly?
Maybe the Jack Jumpers are similar, so we'll see. They're landed on their feet, so.
Yeah, they're doing all right, aren't they? Well, Cal, all the very best, mate. I'm looking forward to seeing what the Huonville Lions produce. Any big signings that you've made this year for the Huonville Lions?
I think the two that stick out is Tom Wright and Alex Bessel, and they've just come in and they're real professionals, and they've really set the tone on how to train, and coming from the Tigers, that they've really lifted the bar for everyone, and I'm super excited to see those two especially.
What about Brocky's brother? Are they fighting on field yet?
No, not yet. No, he's good. Regan, obviously, he'll be a good one to develop over this season, and he'll get his opportunity, I'm sure.
Cal Daly, we better go and get your photo taken. You'll have a bit of me time, so go and have the shots done.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
Lockie Watt, the Premiership captain and now hopeful Premiership coach from the Signet Port Football Club. How's the Premiership hangover?
It's actually been non-existent so far, which is a good thing to say. So, obviously, 2021, that first one we won a few years back, we came back into 2022 and we were lethargic and the motivation wasn't there and blokes weren't rocking up to pre-season. But honestly, I reckon this year's been great. I think there's that real motivation to win more. Everyone knows we've got a quality side going into the year again. We've got lots of young blokes pushing up, a few new key recruits, and yeah, people are just hungry for more success.
Okay, who's the key recruit?
We've got a few, actually. I reckon one bloke that's come back down a few weeks ago, so Jackson Gordon, moving back from Queensland. He's had a few years in the quaffle after playing with us up until 2021, and he's just slotted in seamlessly, adds a real layer of poise and class to our back line. George O'Neill and Noel Clifford have both come back from the Tigers as well, and both have had a bit of an injury interrupted pre-season, but yeah, it's starting to hit their straps now and looking fantastic too.
Have you got any big men? This is what I worried about last year. There were no real big men.
Well, no recruits for big men, but Paddy O'Neill's coming back after having basically two full seasons off with an ACL injury. And then Corey Polley's coming back from last year as well, who got injured towards the start of last season. And yeah, both of them are looking, yeah, brilliant.
They are big men, those two. Yeah. I was wondering about Corey Polley, whether he'd come back after that horrific injury.
Yeah.
Against Dodgers?
Dodgers, I think you're right. Yeah.
Well, it's great to see them coming back after some horrific injuries there, Lockie. What are you expecting from the other teams this year? I know last year the premiership that you won was a little unexpected, perhaps by the pundits around the place.
I think Humber went into that grand final well and truly deserving to be favourites. They hadn't lost a game all season and given us a few touch-ups throughout the year. And realistically, at quarter time, it was probably still looking like they had the flag all wrapped up. But yeah, credit to our team. We were somehow able to fight back and ended up winning. So yeah, that was a game for the ages, no doubt. But I think this year it'll be much of the same. So I'd imagine the top four will be relatively similar to last year. Humber obviously going to be super strong again. Brighton, Lindisfarne. I think they'll probably be the best three teams in the comp, and then hopefully we can compete with them as well.
Some humility there from Lockie Watt. Speaking of the game last year, you got injured. What did you end up doing? You told me on the day it was a collarbone.
Yeah, well, that's what the trainers thought on the day, and I went and had scans and there was no break, and went and got more scans, and it turned out being something to do with my rotator cuffs, and has given me a bit of grief all pre-season, but been doing plenty of rehab and finally starting to come good now.
The shoulder's going to come along okay, because you told me that the reason your shoulders are sore is because you carried the team last year.
I never once said that. but yeah, now I've got two dodgy shoulders, so no more excuses.
I want to know, who's watched last year's grand final the most times?
To be honest, I reckon anyone that spends a lot of time at the top pub, because it seems to be on the screen there most nights. But I would probably say Ryan Clark, actually. He sends me Snapchats of it once a week of him re-watching it, so I reckon he takes a cag.
Tex Simpson coming back this year?
Yes, absolutely, which is brilliant for us, and he's taking his game to another level. I think the impressive thing about Tex is he's such a mature young man, really, and people don't realise that last year he was only 19, so I think he's looking incredibly good this pre-season.
Will Cleland?
Yep, he's primed as well, so he didn't have a pre-season at all last year, rocked up about 3 weeks before the start of the season and had a full pre-season this year, and he's absolutely humming.
Who else has impressed you in pre-season?
I think Noel Clifford's come back. Obviously, he's had a pretty interrupted injury career, more or less. Never really got more than a handful of games in the season, but he's just really impressed me with his ability to use his body. He's, yeah, really impressed me throughout pre-season. And then I think all three Cullens, so Toby, Jesse and Elijah, have all, yeah, really stood out as well. Obviously, Jesse and Elijah are both super young, but they've taken another step this pre-season.
Someone told me that Turtle Cullen, which is Jesse, has bulked up a little.
Yeah, he has come out as a man in a mission this pre-season. I reckon he was gymming 3 or 4 times a week. And obviously when you're 16, which he still is, you've got a lot of room for growth in the size of your body. So I reckon I would say probably 5 to 10 kilos he's put on while being the fittest handful of the club as well. So yeah, he's primed.
I've put on that much over the off-season too, just in different ways.
Yeah, probably for different reasons, I reckon.
Lockie Watt, it's always a treat to talk to you. Do you have anything for me?
Nah, I think that'll probably do us.
Lockie Watt, always good to chat. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Tubes.